Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. It is such a blessing to be back in the studio with a coughing Tara Rye.
Sorry.
No, that's just kind of what's going on around.
It's
the coughing, the bronchitis Tara had, and praise God, she's on the healing side of it now.
Yeah.
And last week, we started in chapter 5 of the book of Acts, which is Tara Rye's Bible study, Tell It Well. It's been such a blessing. I know that it's going to be kind of in production right now, so
it
you
is.
Can't really get your hands on it yet. But in the future, you can get a hold of a book going to TaraRye.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have any questions about the study. And plus, we'd just like to hear from you.
Yeah, we would.
Just call us or not call us, email us. Tell us why. When we ended last time, Tara had mentioned 3 points from the book of Acts and very, very just interesting, well thought of points that, you know, still haunt us today, every day. The first point was proposal of an idea.
Yeah, the enemy of God will.
Yeah.
He will put an idea in our head.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the enemy, all these are from the enemy. And then he will purpose in your heart to agree with him after the proposal is met.
Yeah.
And once the proposal is met, then he'll motivate us to purpose in our heart. I mean, to put a purpose in our heart to make action.
Right.
And it's just the three, you know, he gives you the idea, then it's like he entices you and then he pushes you to do it almost.
Right.
But we have free will, praise the Lord, so we can say yes or no.
Right.
But in Ananias and Sapphira situation.
What did they do, Sabrina?
Oh, it wasn't
good. Can you remind us?
Yeah, Ananias and Sapphira were a married couple and in the church.
Yeah, believers.
Believers.
They were believers.
Yes.
They were part of the church.
They had noticed in chapter 4 of Book of Acts that Peter.
No, it would have been Joseph.
It would have been Joseph. He put an offering at the feet of the apostles.
Yeah, in front of Peter.
In front of Peter. And they noticed the recognition that they got.
Mm.
And so Ananias thought, I'm going to sell some property and give some money and set it at the apostles' feet. But in his heart, he wanted the recognition and also wanted to keep some for himself.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the outcome was death.
Yeah.
And then they asked his wife, why did you agree with that? And to go against the Holy Spirit. And she just said, yeah, I did. And that was it, purposed in my heart. And I motivated to do it because I agreed with my husband. And boom, death for her also.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you imagine what our churches would be like if that happened? I have been dead a long time ago.
I would have
been dead a long time.
I don't think I would have ever made it to Christians.
I probably would have been, I believe, and then boom, there she goes. You know, honestly, guys, this is serious stuff. The Lord wants his church pure.
Mm-hmm.
And the church is not a building. It's not a denomination. It's the body of believers.
Yes, the bride of Christ.
It is. And we are called to righteousness, to hunger and thirst for righteousness in every area of our life. And at that time, that was how the Lord chose to show discipline to the church. Some things that people may not know. This is the very first time the word church is used in the book of Acts.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so it's the introduction of the first time of the word church being used, okay? And it's just a crucial, crucial time because the fledgling church is just beginning to be born. And the Lord doesn't want it to have any soiling. And it's almost as if the Lord would rather bring them home than allow them to walk the path of unrighteousness that they would have chosen.
And lead others astray. Right.
It's better sometimes to just go ahead and take me out and get it done with. And in this case, the discipline was very swift. Now, the question you might ask was, well, what was their sin? Really, honestly and truly, what was Ananias and Sapphira's sin? I mean, because just think through. Last week, Sabrina said, you know, pride plays a role, and it does. I want us to think through this. What was the actual thing that they did? They told a lie.
Right.
They told a lie. But ultimately, if you think about the attitude of the heart, it's the appearance of being one thing and actually be in another. And we have a pretty big word for that, and that's hypocrisy. Yeah. Okay? And Ananias and Sapphira were presenting themselves to be something that they were not.
Mm.
And man, is that a temptation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I can even just taking the phrase ministerially speaking, okay? Oftentimes when we say numbers or something in the church, we will say ministerially speaking.
I've never heard that.
People will say it all the time. You know, it's like, oh, we had about 600 people there, ministerially speaking. But if you actually found out, the numbers might actually be like 526. Presenting something that we want to be, but we aren't necessarily. It's very easy to put something in the light better than what it actually is, or to propose it to be something that it's not. It is a temptation that I know I have to guard against. And I know it's a temptation that is in the body of Christ in a way that it should not be, where we will say things greater than what they actually are. And we have to guard ourselves to be truthful about all aspects. And I know it's because we want to be people of upbeat, and I'm uplifting, and I'm praising, and I'm encouraging.
Yes.
And, you know, yes, we need to do all those things, but we need to make sure that we're sincere and simple in our approach and to guard against it. And I was telling last week about how I was in a situation a week ago, and just the temptation to present myself in light other than what is truth mm-hmm. was so quick to come out of me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't even believe I just about almost took that step. And I stopped myself before the step happened. But it so grieved me. I think it took 3 days for my heart to go back to where it's like, oh God, I am, you know, just broken that I almost misled something. You have to guard your heart above all else. Scripture tells us that.
That's right. And it's really a challenge if you have a personality that likes to color things.
Oh, yeah.
And make them alive. And my
or
husband,
if you're a storyteller yeah. like me.
Tara and I have both have creative personalities. And my husband's always like, that's not how it happened. You just made that up in the story. And I'm like, oh, well. I mean, it comes so quick. And I mean, constantly confessing our sins. I mean, because it comes up, and like yeah. you said last week for you,
yeah,
it happens a lot for me.
It
because
does.
I it get does. So excited. My emotions overtake some, and you should never let your emotions overtake the truth.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it always goes back to the phrase, and I think we've said this a lot on the radio, truth needs no justification.
Right.
And that is huge. That is huge. Truth needs no justification. If something is truth, it will be made known.
Yes.
And for Ananias and Sapphira, the truth had drastic consequences, huge consequences. And so as their attempt to do this really caused problems, I want us to think about in Matthew 23, this particular section in Matthew 23, if Sabrina, if you want to look, just a glance yeah. over it so you'll know. It is the section where Jesus says, woe to the scribes and Pharisees. And it's, I don't know, like 8 woes that he places upon
Mine
them.
Mine says religious fashion shows.
Oh my goodness.
That's the message.
A religious fashion show. You know, that's hilarious. Presenting, I mean, it's just that appearance of presenting oneself to be something that you're not. And Jesus countered that with the religious leaders. And, you know, next to his flipping over the tables in the, you know, the outer
the church,
court,
right.
at the outer courts, this section where he goes, woe to the scribes and Pharisees. He tells them, he goes, you are whitewashed tombs. Mm-hmm. You may be clean on the outside, but you are dirty on the inside. I mean, he really just lashes out. Because for a person to have a walk of authenticity, to truly be able to be the church, to be the person who goes and tells somebody about the Lord, everything about us needs to represent with sincerity who Christ is. If I am saying one thing, but in my heart I am another, the truth of that will be made known, mm-hmm. and the testimony of the impact of how it will affect those around in those circumstances, they're going to know the reality of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make sure that it's that authenticity that they see. And
this is a question that I have. let's just say, hypothetical question, there's somebody that is really hard to be around,
uh-huh.
a difficult person, sandpaper person. How do you, I'm not speaking from personal, how are you authentic with that person without letting everything, because a lot of stuff you need to process on your own. You can't just go to a person and tell them, well, you, every time I'm around you, this is how I feel, because you don't have that relationship or whatever. How do you be that authentic person that God's called you to be when you're around someone that really is hard to be around?
Authenticity will be a person who honors that which they know in the Word of God. We are called to be a people filled with love, gentleness, kindness, self-control. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So in the face of an enemy, that does not mean that I'm going to speak what's going through my mind.
Okay.
You can be authentic without speaking what's in your mind. Okay?
Okay.
You can respect a person because they are a person with kindness and self-control and even with a joyful spirit, even though everything about that person may totally make your shackles go up.
Okay.
Okay, that's not being a hypocrite.
Okay.
A hypocrite is a person who will look at you and say, I read my Bible every day. But when you actually, if you were to have a videotape of that person's life, and you would might find out on that videotape, that person may only read their Bible about once every 3 weeks. That's a hypocrite, because they've presented themselves as one thing, but the reality is it's another. Okay, a hypocrite is a person who, when they're in their closet, they're a different person than when they're outside where people can see.
Okay.
A person of authenticity is a person who's going to be the same inside the closet as they are outside the closet.
Okay.
There's not going to be a hidden, do you see?
Yeah.
It's going to be the same. And so I know that with Christian families, oftentimes the biggest struggle with kids is kids will grow up saying, you know, we're just the biggest hypocrites on the face of this earth, because they see what goes on behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
And every family is going to have stuff that goes on behind closed doors that they're not going to have going in public, because you're going to let your hair hang down in places that you're not necessarily going to in public. But the truth is that if you truly are in humility seeking to be Christ-like, they will see that as the proposed idea comes before you and the enemy of God tries to encourage you to do that, mm-hmm. and the opportunity presents itself, you, if you do fall, you humble yourself and ask for forgiveness and you make it known. If it comes, you will see the process of somebody trying not to walk those,
okay.
versus a person who's a hypocrite may not even realize that they've gone all three.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for
that. Did
that
help?
Yeah, I just needed clarity about that, because that's just something that I struggle with.
I think everybody has somebody in their life that is their sandpaper person that they need to learn to love. It's not about what we think or feel. It's about acting on what we know we're supposed to do.
Right. And you don't have to be best friends with everyone either.
No.
So I know the Lord is teaching me different stuff, but I just wanted to kind of process that. And I know there might be people out there that struggle with that, as even a spouse.
Sure.
That they have a hard time getting along with. And how do you be that walk of love with someone that you're constantly bumping into or seeing a lot of?
Right. You know, and I just think about in this situation with Ananias and Sapphira, okay, and Peter.
Right.
If Peter would have known that morning that when he woke up and he went into the church, I don't think Peter knew what was about to happen. He had no clue that the power of God was about to speak through him in such a way that two people would die at his words. Okay? Here they come in and they present the situation, and then the Spirit of God moves and he speaks, and then boom, they die. He had no clue that God was going to do a God thing to such a mighty way. Peter was just going about his business of proclaiming the truth. in those situations where we're in circumstances with people, we also do not know when God is going to speak and do a God thing.
That's right.
We have no clue when God is going to move and speak into a person's heart. Our responsibility and the expectation that God has upon us is that we remain faithful to speaking the truth of what we know about Jesus Christ. And when we remain faithful to that, without us even realizing it, those that we encounter, those that are authentic and those that are hypocrites, will be pierced by God. Mm-hmm. Because he will zap them through our words. And we're not going to know that our words are having that effect on people. There might be times that we will see it, because you can see it sometimes when it goes into a person's face, that you know, that deer in the headlights all of a sudden happens.
What?
I remember when I first started teaching, and I would be up front and I'd be talking, and I kept thinking, what's wrong? I must have messed up. My teaching must really not be any good. Because all of a sudden, I could feel the room go completely silent, and everybody's eyes will have this look like, oh my goodness, she just caught me. And I have no idea what they're thinking. I have no idea what's going on. And I'm thinking, I'm messing up as a teacher. And they're thinking, oh my goodness, she just was at my house and listening to everything I just said and did. I had no idea this was going on in people's minds. And it was a big struggle for me, because I wasn't realizing that the Spirit of God was like doing a zap moment. You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. I got little Ananias and Sapphira moments happening in people's hearts and minds around the room.
Right.
That's going to happen as long as we remain faithful to being the person who continues to speak and teach what we know about Jesus Christ. And that's what Peter and the apostles did. Even after the flogging that they present to them after Gamaliel stands up and says, if it's of God, it's of God. Mm-hmm. Scripture says very clearly, they remained faithful. They got up and they praised God that they had the opportunity to be persecuted for the sake of Christ. And they went forward and started teaching again.
That's only by the Holy Spirit.
It is only by the Holy Spirit. And that's really what God wants of us. Right. In the face of ourself, yes. If we fall, the repentance and asking God to forgive us. You know, I messed up. You know, man, I made it to the third step this time, God. I'm sorry. Would you help me to not make it there next time? Because I really want to be the person that stands up and walks with integrity to tell well.
I know.
What Jesus came to do and to teach, to have it be seen and known and heard in me.
Right.
You know, so that the people are being spoken to as I speak, because I'm speaking your words and truth and not my own. And that's essentially why we're studying Acts, because they were so authentic. They were so real when they told. And there was no hype. It was.
The simplicity.
Yeah. You know what? We want you to come back next week, and because we have a lot more to talk about, and we're going to look at our heart. God bless.